This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Bloomington aldermen have taken steps toward creating affordable housing for seniors. It also agreed to sell land to the Boys and Girls Club. GLT's Ryan Denham is in studio with Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after the regular and special council meetings. Mayor Renner, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Again, great to be here, Ryan.
The council last night approved rental assistance for this new senior apartment project on Washington Street in the former Bloomington High School building. City's already approved a tax increment financing district, or a TIF, of up to $1.3 million in property tax breaks for that area. Now also kicking in up to $228,000 to help lower rents in four of the 57 units that are going to be there. So what did you think of this rental assistance proposal?
I strongly support this, and it's really critical that we understand that affordable housing is a serious problem in our community, and this is one of many. Obviously, this particular project doesn't solve that problem, but it is one of many pieces that we're pursuing to try to make sure that all people have access to reasonable, affordable housing. Now, let me also explain why in this particular project. One is the TIF money that you're talking about is not coming out of our current revenues. This is revenue, up to $1.3 million is generated by the private investor and the money that they put into it. So if the private investor puts in, and if there are cost overruns and they have to put in $15 million, they don't get any extra money as opposed to $13 million or whatever. And so that's money based on their future revenues, the increased property taxes in the future. The somewhere between $36,000 and $228,000 is what the city will commit to rental subsidies over a 10-year period. So that could be somewhere between roughly $3,000 in our budget and $20,000 a year on average in our budget over time. I think that is a small price to pay for this particular project. And it's not just about affordable housing. It's also a boost in economic development. It's not just a multi-million dollar project on the adjacent to downtown, but it also helps us link downtown to Greentop Grocery on the Washington Street corridor and, of course, the bike trail. So capital will attract even more capital. Obviously, we've been trying to sell the Coachman property that's inside this TIF as well as encourage other future investors. And, in fact, actually, I'm meeting later this week with one of those possible future investors. So this, I see it as win-win all around. It's primarily affordable housing, but it is also economic development.
Do you sense that the council is engaged with the process? My understanding is that a draft of all of these sections of the new code are already on the city's website, and the changes are sort of floating around out there, so that by the time it gets before the council, they're not going through it line by line, or something that has already been worked on for a couple of years.
Well, you'd have to ask the individual members of the city council how much they've gone through that. Just as in any legislative body, some are going to be far more engaged than others. But at the end of the day, I agree with you. I would hope that the council is following this closely and understanding what other communities have done. And that's the comparative reference that I constantly talk about. And that's why it's important to go to the Illinois Municipal League or the National League of Cities. What are other cities and communities doing who have gone through our process? We are not reinventing the wheel. So, again, I think in terms of the core answer to your question, I have spoken with, including Alderwoman Amelia Burgess last night about all kinds of physical changes. But I haven't taken a poll of the city council to decide who has read how much of this new proposed code.
Well, you start messing with what people can do on their own property, it can be a little bit controversial at times. Do you expect any part of this process, this zoning overhaul, to be controversial?
I would be shocked if it wasn't, is exactly what you said. I've never heard of a zoning code overhaul by any mayor that I've ever spoken with or any situation that did not have controversy. And even if the controversy is misplaced, sometimes there's the improper communication. So we want to make sure that there's as much proper communication as possible, so that people don't seem to think that, hey, we're trying to increase our power of eminent domain. And I had somebody ask me that. No. This has nothing, at least directly, to do with eminent domain at all. And we have not moved forward on the use of eminent domain. So we want to kind of try to nip the rumors in the bud. But I would be shocked if we revise the zoning code without some degree of acrimony.
That's Mayor Terry Renner. Thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thanks a lot, Ryan. Take care.
I'm Ryan Denham.
The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Next week, we'll be joined by Normal Mayor Chris Coos.